Emerald City by Jennifer Egan. Narrated by Madeline Lambert, Richard Waterhouse, and Charlie Thurston.
Why China? It was him, no question. The same guy. I spotted him from far away, some angle of his head or chin that made my stomach jump before I even realized who I was looking at. I made my way toward him, around the acupuncturists, the herbal doctors slapping mustard-collared poultices on bloody wounds, and the vendors of the platform shoes and polyester bell-bottoms everyone in Kunming was mysteriously wearing. I was afraid he'd recognize me. Then it hit me that I'd still been beardless when he'd ripped me off 2 years before, and my beard, according to old friends, who were uniformly staggered by the sight of me, had completely transformed, for the better, I kept waiting to hear, my appearance. We were the only two Westerners at this outdoor market, which was a long bike ride from my hotel, and seedy in a way I couldn't pin down. The guy saw me coming. "Howdy," he said. "Hello," I replied. It was definitely him. I always notice eyes, and his were a funny gray-green, bright, with long lashes like little kids have. He'd been wearing a suit when I met him, and a short ponytail, which at that particular moment signified hip Wall Street. One look and you saw the life. Jeep Wrangler, brand new skis, fledgling art collection that, if he'd had balls enough to venture beyond Fischl and Schnabel and Basquiat, might have included a piece by my wife. He'd been the sort of New Yorker we San Franciscans are slightly in awe of.